Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1377, first written June 6, 2015. Luke 11, verse 1. It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples." I love this passage. It is so innocent and honest. The disciples saw Jesus pray. They wanted to learn how to pray. Prayer is one of those things that most of us feel like we could do better. Few that I've talked to like the way they pray. We don't pray enough. We don't pray as others should. Often our prayers are shallow. Then there are those wonderful classes about prayer. They help. They are good reminders. Let's look into some thoughts about prayer today. First, the request to be taught to pray came after Jesus prayed. They heard and saw and asked. John 17 is one of the longest prayers of Jesus that is recorded. There were prayers on the cross. We know that he prayed all night. Jesus prayed often. He prayed before he chose the apostles. Jesus is the model to look to for prayer. He understood that prayer keeps our relationship with the Lord alive and vital. We need to talk to God. Secondly, prayer is something that must be learned. It's not natural, and that's why we often fail. It's not that praying is hard, but it's a sense to remember to pray, and not only that, but to pray just for life itself and not just the big things. We need to pray for the little things. Prayer is about getting what I want, but rather inviting God into my life. It's God's will becoming my will. Following a prayer ought to be another prayer of thanksgiving. We thank God for answering our prayer. Prayer is not always about getting. Prayer is praise. Prayer is thanking. Prayer is seeking heaven's will and heaven's help. It's interesting to me that the apostles never asked Jesus how to preach. Peter and John were fishermen. They were not accustomed to standing before crowds and speaking, but they would do that. They would speak before officials and opponents and those that cherished every word that they said. They never asked Jesus how to preach. They never asked Jesus how to do a miracle. They would be sent out preaching and confirming that word with miracles. Just how and what are the steps of healing someone? They never seemed to ask that. I would have asked that. They never asked, how do you raise a person from the dead? They never asked that one. I would have asked that. How do you grow faith? How do you grow a church? How do you appoint elders or shepherds in a congregation? What's the best way to serve the Lord's Supper? How do you get people to be stronger? Tons and tons of questions that we might have asked Jesus, but it seems like they never did. But here's this one, this simple one. Teach us to pray. So simple. Maybe a prayer builds relationship with the Lord that would take care of those other questions. Maybe we simply don't pray enough. Third, in asking about prayer, they were not asking about the fundamentals and the core principles of prayer. For instance, they were not asking, who do we pray to? They were not asking about reverence in prayer. They were asking about praying to God instead of men. That was not one of their questions. Those were asked by men who were Jews, who grew up praying. Prayer was a part of the fiber of the Jews. In the home, in the synagogue, and in the temple activities, prayer was a common activity. These 12 had heard prayers all of their lives. They understood the basics of prayer 101. What they were asking was how to pray like Jesus prayed. He really prayed. He prayed all the time. How do we do that? That's the question their real heart was about. Fourth, what follows is what we commonly call the Lord's Prayer. The Our Father who art in heaven. Calling this the Lord's Prayer is somewhat true because this came from the Lord. When he asked, this is what you should do, he answered with this kind of prayer. But it's unlikely that Jesus ever prayed this himself. He would have not asked for forgiveness of sins since he was without sin. Jesus never sinned. Only a sinner needs a Savior and forgiveness. It might be better to refer this as the model prayer, because this is what Jesus was showing his disciples, how to pray. It's not so much these words, but the faith and the trust that's found behind those words. You'll notice just a few things about this prayer. First of all, it's short. The one who prayed all night, Jesus offers us a simple prayer that contains only 37 words, 5 sentences. Short. A prayer doesn't have to be long to be good. There are times that a long prayer may not be best. There are times that short prayer may be the best. The best prayers come from the heart, not from the number of words that are counted. You'll also notice that the words of Jesus are simple. No one has to run to get a dictionary and find the definitions, not here. It seems that these words are natural. The crowd that Jesus taught are made up of simple disciples, the common man. That's not to say they were unintelligent or dumb. That simply means they were simple people. The prayer is using words that they would have understood. Every once in a while, you might hear someone using a prayer that has very big words, 16-cylinder words. One must wonder if the guy talks that way all the time or if he's trying to impress someone. You'll never impress God with big words. God knows more words than you'll ever know. God speaks every language ever known and has ever existed. So when it comes down to trying to impress those who are listening, don't do that. If your words are not natural, not big words, then that's fine. Don't use words in prayers that you do not understand. Pray in private like you pray in public. Pray in public like you pray in private. You'll also notice in this example that Jesus gives us that prayers are to praise God. Hallowed be thy name. Prayer includes physical things, our daily bread. Prayer also includes spiritual things, the forgiveness of sins. Prayer asks God's help. Lead us not into temptation. And together, there are some things that are a balance here. Not all prayer is about physical things. Not all prayers are about spiritual things. Not all prayers praise. Not all prayers asking God's help. Different needs, different concerns. Praying for physical things is not wrong. You'll also notice in this prayer that there's an understanding of the nature of God. It is God who gives us our daily bread. It is God who forgives. It is God who leads us not in temptation. God right there in our daily lives, not very far from us. You'll also notice the us in this model prayer. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Lead us not in temptation. The us and the our reminds us that we're all in the same boat. There's not one of us who could say, I don't need to say those things. There's not one of us who conclude that I don't need to say those things, but you do. No, we all need this. This is a us and a our type of situation. You'll also notice that this type of prayer could be and should be said even daily. The bread that was prayed for was a daily bread. It was not this month's quota of bread. It was not this year's supply of bread. It's not tomorrow's bread. It's just today. Tomorrow we'll need to ask God again for our daily bread. This tells us that we need to be repeating some of our prayers, maybe often, maybe every day. Before the bread arrived, there were folks who baked it. Before that, there were folks who processed the grain. Before that, there were folks who harvested the grain. Before that, there was a farmer who planted the seed. In all this duration, there was the right amount of rain and sunshine provided by the Lord to grow the grain. There was a period of time between the day the seed was planted and the day the person took a bite of that bread. The same could be said of our fruit. Similar things could be said about meat. The same steps of processing and blessings from heaven before the food lands on our table. God was involved all through this. This is simply something to keep before us. Teach us to pray. What a profound question. What a great step in recognizing the position of God, the trust of the hearts, and the goodness of God's blessings. Prayer. It makes a person just want to stop what they're doing and take a moment and thank the Lord. Thank you for listening.